Israel's military incursion into Al-Shifa Hospital in Gaza City is totally unacceptable. Hospitals are not battlegrounds.
World Health Organization Director General Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus is condemning Israel's raid on the Al-Shifa Hospital in Gaza, even if it's being used by Hamas. That's a claim from Israel that Hamas denies.
We're extremely worried for the safety of staff and patients. Protecting them is paramount. International humanitarian law must be respected.
He says they've lost contact with healthcare providers at Al-Shifa. Stephen Solomon is the WHO's principal legal officer.
International humanitarian law is clear. Healthcare facilities should not be attacked or used to commit acts harmful to the enemy. But even if they are used for military purposes, healthcare facilities are never without protection under humanitarian law.
Just as some of the United Nations' highest-ranking officials are condemning Israel, they're also warning Hamas against using hospitals as shields. Israel has yet to provide proof Hamas is operating a command post underneath Al-Shifa Hospital. Martin Griffiths is the UN's top emergency relief coordinator.
Hamas must not, should not, use a place like a hospital as a shield for their presence. That is as strong a statement under humanitarian law as is the statement that the hospital should not become a place of a war zone of danger. We find these two issues equally important and equally understandable for both sides.
Both Griffiths and the WHO are demanding hostage releases and a humanitarian ceasefire as a crisis engulfs Gaza's healthcare system to collapse.
Silence the guns. Stop the fighting to allow the people to move safely. Do it for as long as possible.
The WHO reports a quarter of Gaza's medical facilities are operational. The rest are shuttered due to damage, attacks, or because they've run out of fuel. There are thousands more patients than beds, says Ghebreyesus.
Doctors and nurses are having to make impossible decisions on who lives and who dies.
Mass graves are being dug at the Al-Shifa grounds. The WHO reports 82 bodies were buried in mass graves. 80 dead bodies remain unburied. Griffiths says Al-Shifa, Gaza's largest hospital, is in great peril.
We have no fuel to run it. The babies have no incubators, newly born. Some are dead already. We can't move them out. It's too dangerous. Our concern is for the patients of a hospital that doesn't function. I understand the Israelis' concern for trying to find the leadership of Hamas. That's not our problem. Our problem is protecting the people of Gaza from what's been visited upon them.
Griffiths released a list of demands as part of his call for a humanitarian ceasefire. It includes the ability of Palestinians to move freely to their homes in northern Gaza, more crossing points, including at Kerem Shalom at the Egypt-Israel-Gaza border, access to adequate amounts of fuel, unimpeded delivery of aid, increased safety zones, and warnings from Israel if UN locations will be struck, a common wartime practice. More than 100 UN staff in Gaza have been killed since Israel's war on Hamas some 40 days ago. I'm Christina Onnestad, reporting for KPFA.